Willkommen, this is Julia.
And this is Shane, who misses Think Plant-Based. Think Plant-Based. Make sure to check out recipes, health tips, travel tips at www.thinkplantbased.com.
And we're officially on iTunes, so please rate and write us a review on iTunes.
Write us a review. Give us 2 stars, 3 stars, maybe 5 stars. Let us know.
Oh, for sure, five.
Yeah, I mean, who would give us 2 stars anyways, yeah. Right? But yeah, make sure to do that because that's how we get found. And we're back again. Me by myself, but luckily, we have Julia halfway
I'm
across
here.
The world here, too. Yeah, tricked you.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm here on the other side.
That's okay. You're
the world.
You're the reporter for how it's going on the other side of the world.
Right. I'm here in Berlin, Germany.
Yeah. So, yeah, tell us more about how Berlin has changed since you've seen, since you were there last year.
It changes in so many ways. I mean, it's similar to last year, but it's just like popular, right? They use the word vegan for many products so they can attract more customers in. And even Starbucks has lunch boxes now that you can buy throughout the day. Yeah. And I mean, they have meat ones as well. But like the first time we saw it, we're like, we got to get it, you know, the vegan option. And it was funny because they said, oh, it's sold out. I mean, it was already in the evening, but they had all these beef and chicken bowls still in there.
Right.
And I mean, that shows how popular vegan food is, even at Starbucks in Berlin.
Right.
Like close to, yeah, it was at Hackischer Markt. But I mean, I haven't seen that one last year. And it just shows, you know, even the chain companies, you know, they want to have some vegan options. So that's really nice to see.
Yeah, that's great. What about like the supermarkets? Do you find there's more vegan products this year?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's kind of similar to last year.
Okay.
So I don't really see too many differences, but maybe different yogurts in general. Yeah, they're always like, it's kind of like a seasonal thing they have.
Okay. What's your favorite yogurt this year?
I really like the Rooibos orange yogurt, but another one I like is new. It's a cherry yogurt, and there's no sugar added, only the sugar from the fruits.
Right.
Which I really like. It's kind of nice that they don't add sugar.
Yeah. No, that's really good.
Yeah, I really like that one. But then they have a pineapple coconut one I like. So I try to eat yogurt every day. I think so far I maybe missed one day, if I can remember. But yeah.
One day you
and there's
missed.
Actually another. See, yeah, right? There's even another yogurt brand I remember right now is a coconut one. A coconut yogurt has such an amazing texture. It's actually from Austria.
Cool.
And it's just amazing. They have like a vanilla one. They have a raspberry flavor, blueberry. And I didn't try the almond kind yet, but that should be my next.
Yeah,
but then they have
do.
Another one. Oh, see, if I start talking about yogurts, I just get other ones I really liked, you know. And now I remember my favorite ones actually also like this. Like you can, I don't know if you guys have it in Canada because I don't look at the dairy section, you know, what type of yogurts, but I think they have it. Yeah, they must.
Right.
So it's kind of like a jam on the bottom, but then you have a thick kind of Greek yogurt on top, but it's like white.
Oh, okay. There's like a plain on top, and then you like mix it together?
You can. I usually don't mix it. I just enjoy the pureness of the yogurt on top and then the jam white.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so nice. I think that one's really like delicious. But you can't get like a big container of it. You just get like a small yogurt package of that. I really like that one.
That's unfortunate.
It's so good.
That you can't get a huge package of it yet. Yet. That's
right. I would eat it all.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yet.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah. And then, I mean, I like to use the Happy Cow app because wherever I am, I can check what place is close by.
Right. What's some of your favorite places that you've gone to so far?
Well, there's a variety. I just sometimes they're closed. That's like disappointing when you walk all the way and try to check out a new place, but then they're on vacation or something, or they have a meeting, so they close down and they don't close for the day, and they don't inform you on Facebook, you know, social media. I don't appreciate that.
I always find that so weird. Like when we were there, they like literally were like, "Yeah, we're gonna go to this place," and they're like, "Yeah, we're closed for like a week." And you're like, what? How does this place just close for a week? How do they pay their bills? Like over here in North America, places would just like, you know, close your favorite, you know, plant-based restaurant for a week. It would be super weird. I don't know. Maybe just because it's so expensive here. I don't know. It's weird.
It is. Yeah. Rent is not that expensive in Germany. General.
Right.
But Berlin is more on the expensive side than other parts of Germany because there's an influx of people wanting to live in Berlin, right? So it's getting more popular, kind of like Vancouver. It's evolving in that direction, unfortunately. But yeah, talking about my favorite place so far, because I'm still exploring a lot of places and I have to think about, again, like which places did I visit, because we eat out a lot just to try things here and there. But I really like Kops that we went today, and we had a brunch there before as well.
Okay. How do you, is that with,
with me in Berlin?
Is that with a B or is that with a P?
Kops. It's like
Kops.
K-O-P-P-S.
K-O-P-P-S. Okay.
And they have a really amazing brunch, all you can eat, right? Remember? And I went like even with my Italian friends today, and they're not like plant-based at all, right? But they're really interested, and they wanted to talk about the plant-based lifestyle more. They were just curious and making the connection of like how amazing cows actually are. They're so intelligent, and it's unbelievable to think about it actually that they get slaughtered. But seeing how healthy it can be to eat all this food, and it was like, quite amazing to see how much variety we could eat, you know, and we are full, and there's so many flavors, like we can have a lot of yogurts again, right? And then the cakes, and there's like pumpkin roasted, you know, with like a nut cheese on top, but it was more like a flaky type of thing, like dried one, but it was so yummy because the roasted nuts on top with the roasted pumpkin was so delicious.
Yeah, pumpkin season. Yeah,
it was so fall like you know, delicious. And then some roasted eggplants and amazing like mushrooms with like a bechamel sauce. This is kind of like a high-end dining there, right? And but they offer like an all-you-can-eat brunch every weekend. And this one was, it went like till 5 p.m. on Sundays. Like, that's quite amazing. And it can get quite cramped. So you have to make reservations.
How much is it for the all you can eat?
18 euros. 18 per euros. Person.
Okay. Yeah. That's worth it if you want to go for a feast.
But without drinks.
Yeah, without the drinks, probably.
Yeah. But I think it's amazing. Like, a deal. Because, I had like maybe 5 plates or 6 plates, but they're small, right? So you can just, you tend to get, put small portions in. And by the end of the day, I mean, that was my only meal today. I'm still not too hungry right now. It's evening, right?
But
I'm satisfied right now. But even when we left after our brunch, we weren't like, oh, we can't move. You know, it's like, that's what I love about the plant-based food. Like, it's so easy to digest. I don't even feel bloated.
Right.
Like, but the thing is how I ate the food. It was, I think, pretty well food combined, and yogurt had some probiotics, and I chewed my food well.
Mm-hmm. I think that's the key. Chewing your food well, definitely, you know,
isn't it,
helps
Mr.
cut back
Zanella,
the bloating.
Right?
Yeah. I gotta slow that down. Sometimes I eat a lot way too quick.
Right.
Especially just in the go-go world that we live in. It's like, oh, okay, gotta go, you know.
It is, especially when you have a break, lunch break at work, right?
Yeah,
that's trickier because
that one's hard for me to just stop for like, you know, 10-15 minutes and just slowly eat. Yeah, it's hard for me. But I'm learning.
Right.
I'm learning. Exactly. I'm trying
to. That's good. Yeah. And hopefully improving.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's really nice to see that in 2018, people are just more wanting to eat it. You know, they, right. they enjoy it. They're excited. You can hear the, people being excited about the food, and it's crowded and it's just good atmosphere. I mean, maybe you remember too, it's pretty cozy, you know, and it was super rainy outside, but inside it was so nice.
Right. Yeah, when I went 2 years ago, it was pretty good. So I can only imagine it's getting better and better every year, you know?
It is, yeah. Mm-hmm. And there's a place I went a while ago. It's called Lucky Leek.
Okay.
And now they even got a Michelin star.
Wow.
And yeah, I really want to check out that place.
One Michelin star?
I think so, but it's really like high-end place. But I only went... Nice. There once to eat, and yeah, it was really good, and I can't wait to go there again. It's just kind of pricey.
Oh, I bet if they got a Michelin star, it's probably like 2-3 times as much as you would pay anywhere else just for that one star.
Pretty much. I think mm-hmm. as far as I remember, it was like maybe $19 per plate, let's say, from
19 euros
main dishes.
Yeah, that's pretty pricey. If you compare that to like dessert. Canadian dollars, it's like what, $1.50 $1.50 Canadian to 1 euro. So it's like 1.5 of Canadian
maybe dollars. $24 or
so
something.
So it'd be almost like, yeah, $30-$40 a plate Canadian.
Yeah, exactly right.
It's pricey, yeah.
So
elegant must
that's
be.
That's where I'm like, I hope the portions are okay. You know, I mean, in these places, you don't go to get full, right? It's more an experience. You know, that's how I see food.
Right. You go for the fine dining. Like if you're going to a fine dining place, you're not expected to have this giant meal. You're expected to have a maybe smaller portion, but the presentation and the food is way more laid out fancier, right?
Yeah, that's why you need to be mm-hmm. prepared. Don't go too hungry in these places. But you're a foodist, right? And you want
right.
to experience something. So
yeah, it's the experience over anything, and especially in those high-end restaurants. That's what I think.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that should be fun, though, to go and check it out if I get a chance. But yeah, what other place? Actually, there was like this burger place I liked. I really liked like the options of burgers they had. They had like a chili bean burger. And it was amazing with like a barbecue sauce and some other yummy things. And then mine was like a seitan chicken. But it had like a yummy almond feta cheese, you know, nice. On top.
Yeah, they're getting really creative with the vegan cheeses these days.
Yeah, most of the people that work in the kitchen are like from Italy or from England. They're out of the country, you know, and working here.
Right.
So it's very multicultural here, even more, yeah, year by year, right? Because in other countries of Europe, you don't get paid that well and people want a better life. And mm-hmm. let's say in Berlin, for instance, you can find a lot of good jobs and you can have a better life.
Yeah, especially with the European Union makes it very easy to go from country to country, especially there and be able to work there and live, which is nice.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, think of it, like I hear from my Italian friends, like, well, you work more in Italy than in Germany. Like in a day or in a year, even though for like when you live in Italy, you work usually more, but you make half right. what you make in Germany.
Yeah, that's
like
crazy.
You get paid double. Of course you move here then, right?
Yeah, why wouldn't you?
So that's a hard one. And then you don't even, you have less vacation, right, in Italy. And that's why, that's I bet one of the reasons why Italians have less kids. Children, right, in Italy, because they're always working and there's hardly ever enough money to even sustain a family nowadays.
Right. I think it's based mostly on tourism, especially in Italy nowadays.
Right.
Unless you're in the car making business, I think that's still doing pretty decent, but that's usually like high-end car you know, the right. Italian made high end car. But yeah, Italy.
You're exactly right.
Yeah. Yeah. It's hard out there.
It's different.
It's a different world. Yeah.
Right. But I hear like from other people that are out of the country, they say, wow, there's so many opportunities here in, mm-hmm. in Berlin or in Germany, right? And I mean, even when I check Happy Cow, there's a new place, like a new plant based place, like every year or many, right? And I'm right. like, what? Even that Italian burger place now with the Leah's burger place. So, yeah, there's a lot going on.
Yeah, it's like a plant-based mecca.
I mean, I can't really keep up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. And the last time when we traveled, there was a creperie place, hopefully.
Right.
I can check that one out before I leave Germany.
Right.
Yeah, they have amazing pancakes, crepes, and burgers, I think. But, yeah, mm-hmm. so many options, right?
Right.
I mean, yeah, it's fun to go out, you know, and eat and try foods because I know, like, I won't eat like this forever, right? So,
mm-hmm. yeah,
it's
well,
just
you might
an experience,
as,
you
might
know?
As well do it while you're over there, right?
Exactly.
Get the experience.
Totally.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, they don't have any burger Beyond Burgers, but I brought some for my family, and they really liked it. I mean, my mom was like, "What? Is that meat?" She was almost like, "My mom doesn't really like stuff that looks like meat or." Yeah, the texture. No,
the taste is pretty close. I mean, we had some last night at a barbecue, and I was like, is this the real burger, or did we confuse them? Like, it was almost like, couldn't even
did
tell.
You get confused with the other ones?
Yeah, it was almost like, are you sure these are the ones? And then Dan, and my friend's like, yeah, those are the Beyond Burgers. It's like, okay. you can tell when you look at the texture, right. But it was dark outside, so it was kind of hard to see. And yeah,
totally, no. Right?
Yeah, they do a really good job of making
that's
a very
amazing.
Great product. Yeah,
so. That's why I'm glad I had a chance to bring them. They made it safely here, you know, all the way to Berlin. It was long travel.
Right. Next time you're gonna have to bring the Beyond sausages. Whenever they come up to Canada.
I have to. My mom
those
would
are
like
the best.
Italian ones.
Those are like, wow, I couldn't believe that a plant-based sausage tasted like that. Like, I've never had anything quite like that. Even for,
right.
like, if you just wanted the taste of a sausage, like, that taste from the Beyond sausage ones was just, like, out of this world. It's crazy.
Totally. Yeah, yeah, I agree. I mean, I'm surprised that Beyond Burgers didn't get over to Europe yet because there's so many burger places, you know, they offer vegan burgers.
Right.
Like they will write it. Like we in Berlin or in Germany in general or Europe, like we work a lot with blackboards, right? We write a menu outside so people get more attracted to come in to get an idea, right?
Right.
And I always see like vegan burgers, you know, at like a pub or whatever. It's not even like plant-based at all, but most of them just want to offer a vegan menu, you know, because it's mm-hmm. just being popular, you know. And
yeah, that's good.
So nice to see. I mean, even at this falafel place yesterday, you know, they were very accommodating. I just wanted to make sure that the falafel were like fried at like a separate fryer because I saw all, it kind of looked a bit unhygienic, like the everything was so open and they had these big pans like frying meat chunks, you know, frying pineapple, but
right.
they were like three pans with where they were frying meat, right? And then I saw this fryer that looks like where you can fry fries,
mm-hmm.
and it looked empty, right? But I just like to ask questions to make sure, right? And
sure.
I want to know what I'm eating.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, it's everyone's choice how far they want to go plant-based, but for
right.
me, contamination... I try, I mean, it happens. I'm not killing myself, but
yeah.
I just prefer if I can. And I'm putting them more on a conscious side, you know, that they know people are concerned, right? If they want a plant-based falafel wrap, you hopefully accommodate these customers, you know? And he was very accommodating, very nice. And
that's good.
He was showing me, yeah, this, we only do that, like, always making sure it's vegan, and there was a nice tahini lemon sauce with the wrap, and then a nice balsamic vinegar sauce on the side of the plate. I'm going to post it on Instagram so people can admire.
Yeah, please do. So I can admire and wish I was there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
But yeah, then they have drugstores, you know, where they have a bunch of vegan food. So if you're hungry, like, I mean, yeah, what do they have? They have like bars, you know, energy bars. And I mean, they have even burgers, you know. You don't necessarily have to heat them up sometimes, you know. You just open them up and you can eat them. I mean, I do that sometimes too if I'm super hungry. There's nothing wrong about it, not grilling your burgers and not having the roasting effect on it, you know, like the grill effect on top.
Right.
Like they still taste nice, even if they're soft. I don't know if you tried them before.
Yeah, certain ones you can. So other ones, they're like meant to be grilled and they might not have the same texture. But yeah, you can usually tell by the ones.
Some are not even in the fridge, you know, they're just like out. That's interesting too. But yeah, I mean, and then you go to supermarkets, you can get yogurts and so many things. So
that's good.
Sometimes it's like so overwhelming even to think about where should I start and what did I just see? And I mean, you can get pretzels, right? Freshly baked pretzels. And
Which I miss.
Say vegetarian.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, right. We got some with the sunflower seeds on top and the pumpkin seeds. And that was really delicious. And the thing is, I asked the cashier, like, oh, why is it called vegetarian? Because you have buns that have cheese and they're called vegetarian too.
Right.
And then she said, well, there could be a risk of contamination, like in the oven, right? That's why they can't call it vegetarian. I just thought, oh, wow, like for people that really just want to eat vegan, like, they think, oh, there's no cheese on top, you know, like me. You know, it's okay with this type of contamination. I know with oven sometimes I see a bit of a difference because it's high heat and it's not like really like a AMW grill or something that's more intense for me, in my opinion.
Right.
And so, but then there was this lady, she even said that I asked, right? And first, and she said like, well, a vegetarian is like no cheese and no meat. And then the coworker said, oh, no, vegan is like no animal products at all. You know, so even people that work can always learn something.
Totally, yeah.
They don't even are sometimes well-informed, although like in Berlin, that is more rare, that reaction. People are very informed. And a lot of people treat you like with respect, you know, and they're like, wow, that's a really good lifestyle. It's hard for me, but
they're very open there.
But then they're actually,
yeah.
Especially like a lot of Italians, you'd be surprised, you know, they're so traditional, but they're very open-minded about the vegan lifestyle, I find.
That's good.
It's just because in Italy, right, we eat a lot of fruits and vegetables and very seasonal.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's just different culture everywhere, right? So sometimes we're too much stuck how we grew up with a certain food because it made us feel a certain way. Mm-hmm. And then our aunt or my cousin, right, they made this food to show us love and stuff. And if we don't eat it, we feel we reject their love. But it's not the case, you know. You can just explain them why you chose to go plant-based. You know, it's good for you. It's good for the environment. And it's because I love my life and I love animals. I love the world. I just want a better place where we can live, right?
Right.
That is actually, you're showing love, you know, because you show you caring how the food got produced. Because with meat, there's no love. Okay, yeah, maybe your family may try to make it with love because they thought of you and wanting to make you happy. But unfortunately, the source, how the food got on our plates in general, right, is not love.
Right. Well, I find if they love you, they'll respect that your decision and they'll know not to make something with meat or animal products in it for you. You know what I mean? Like if they truly love you and they should respect you and they should respect your choice and they shouldn't make you and feel like, oh, but I made it for you. But you'd be like, well, you know that I don't eat this stuff. So like, don't take offense by it because you should, you should know, right? That I don't eat it. So
yeah, exactly. Yeah, right. That's how it goes. Exactly. Yeah, that's how I see it as well.
Okay. Yeah. So thanks for giving us a great insight into Berlin and your stay there. And I hope the listeners can get something out of that. And if they ever travel to Berlin, they can go try all the amazing vegan stuff.
Right. Even the places that don't exist this year, but they're going to come next year and the year after. It's just a never, ever ending, growing lifestyle, you know, and people just want to open up new places so people have more options to eat plant-based.
That's right. All right. Have a great time in Berlin, and hopefully you'll be back soon enjoying some more Vancouver plant-based stuff with me.
Sounds great. I can't wait.
All right. Have a good
rest
of your day.
See you all soon.
Take care.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Ciao. Bye.